AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The first 2024 presidential debate is set for tonight in Atlanta. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more on some of the rules.
The two lecterns are spaced just 8 feet apart. The 90-minute debate will feature two commercial breaks. No staffers will be allowed on stage. A two-minute answer to each question will be followed by a one-minute rebuttal and then a response to that rebuttal. CNN has agreed to mute the microphone of the candidate who isn't recognized to speak. By a coin toss, it's been determined that Biden will give the first two-minute closing statement and Trump will have the last word.
Boeing is being sanctioned by U.S. investigators for sharing information about a federal investigation into the door plug blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight back in January. The NTSB says Boeing blatantly violated regulations by providing non-public information to the media and for speculating about possible causes of the blowout. Pre-4th of July holiday travel, crowded time in the skies. TSA says it expects today to be the busiest travel day so far this year. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We could get a better idea today if Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will face a recall election, and if so, where? The Wisconsin Elections Commission is considering the matter after agency staff this week determined recall petitioners collected enough valid signatures in Voss's old district that the state Supreme Court says is unconstitutional. The candidates for president hold their first debate tonight. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is looking for a steady performance from President Biden.
Maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done. In every metric you look at, you can see how President Biden has followed through on his promises, how he's over-delivered, and Trump talked big and then did nothing.
Coverage on many of these civic media stations starts at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The church that was decimated by that tornado in Argyle is now asking for help restoring its cemetery. Apple Grove Lutheran Church now has a pile of rubble instead of a building. They say insurance will help them rebuild, but the cemetery is a mess. It has about $30,000 in damage, headstones taken off their footing, some even broken. They've started a GoFundMe hoping to raise $15,000 to pay for part of that restoration. So far, it's raised almost $10,000. And expect lots and lots of mosquitoes thanks to all this rain we've had. Brianna Nearland is the highest certified woman entomologist in Wisconsin.
They're definitely worse this year. I mean, we've got so much heavy rainfall. We're a prime habitat for them anyway. So we have the woodlands, the lakes, the streams. It's definitely going to be a good year for them.
Nearland says the best thing you can do is eliminate any source of standing water. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
In the first round, the Bucks select A.J. Johnson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' first-round draft pick is out of California and played in the Australian Pro League. Bucks GM John Horst on A.J. Johnson.
He is a 6'5 guard with about a 6'8 wingspan, 6'8 plus wingspan. So, you know, he'll play at all of it 6'5, maybe even 6'6. He's about 170 pounds. He's gonna add weight, but he's a really hard worker, really driven kid.
So what does the 19-year-old bring to Milwaukee?
No, I would definitely say athleticism, my playmaking ability, like, just my electricness. I feel like I can do stuff out there that you might not see a lot, and I feel like I could just help any organization win.
Baseball, the Brewers sweep the Rangers with a 6-5 win in 10 innings, but third baseman Joey Ortiz left the game after colliding with a roll of tarp going after a fly ball.
Yeah, he's dealing with this neck thing, and he's had it since L.A. He said it was okay, he just doesn't feel great swinging.
As Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Week 4 of Joe Biden's top 100 continues. We're talking what makes America healthier. Huh. And I got an answer. It's called gun control.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
45% of America is going to fall in love with Donald Trump no matter what comes out of his mouth. 45% of the country is going to fall in love with Joe Biden with whatever comes out of his mouth. That 10% is who they need to speak to. And I think Joe Biden needs to remind America that Donald Trump doesn't deserve to be the next president. He deserves to be the next inmate in Rikers Island.
Yeah. Oh, that gives me a little woody because that was a Republican. That was a former Georgia lieutenant governor, Jeff Duncan. Yeah, I'm waking up a little wood.
A little lady chubby?
A lady chubby. That's exactly what that is.
Yeah, in my, what do you call them? Meat curtains. Yeah.
Yeah.
All flapping in the wind.
In your chonies.
Okay. What?
In your chonies.
Happy debate day, everybody.
Whee!
I can't keep track of the conspiracy theories on the right, but they seem in sheer panic mode.
They are.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Did you see CNN demonstrated how the mute button works?
Beep.
Okay, you be Biden, I'll be Trump.
So crime is down.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to do thing, and then it's your turn.
Okay.
And then they're going to mute my mic. We didn't rehearse this.
Yeah,
obviously.
We should have rehearsed this. What's going on?
The unemployment rate is way up. Crime is way up. You're not going to have a country left under Joe Biden.
Well, the crime rate is down
and
now.
It's going to sound like Walter the dog. That's what you're just going to hear. They're only 8 feet away.
I know.
But they're directional microphones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're unidirectional, so we won't hear.
That's fantastic.
You know, when you go off mic to read something.
Right.
Like this?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well.
He can't really hear you,
it's
so.
It's difficult
yeah.
to hear.
Do you feel like we deserve combat pay for having to watch this tonight? I just can't.
I'm sleeping. I'm waiting.
No, I'm just going to watch the highlights tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
I'm going to subject myself for America.
I can't
for America.
Stay up that late.
No, I can't.
Staying up till 7:30, are you high?
No, that's...
Oh, the guy that owns the show that's here to kill me for the life insurance money.
He's upstairs. Here to kill you?
Yes, well, could be the time. You never know.
Oh, okay.
He could have been the one that... You know, altered my GPS so that I rode my bike up the 5. Who knows?
He just put down a lot of money for hotels in Chicago. So
I think he's expecting.
Well, that's exactly what he would do to throw the investigators off his scent, wouldn't he?
he asked us some
meeting yesterday. Do you guys want to do live commentary on something for the debate? I was like, what?
No.
Are you high? That's way too late for us. And then he writes back, #sad. I'm like, this is the time when you told us we have to work.
He's
and
still
now
asleep.
You're making fun of how
sleeping.
Sad our lives are. Yeah, get up.
Wake up.
See how you like it.
Oh, my
sad.
God.
#sad. All our lives are #sad. Shut up, Ron.
We're fully aware of that.
We're doing this for you.
Going.
It's all for you, Damien.
He's Damien.
You're going to crash into your own window, aren't you?
Get up and ask.
ass o'clock. And you know what I get? I get hate mail from, who is this guy? We have two buttholes on our Facebook.
Oh, I don't
read
the comments.
Stop one of them's named Bunk, and I don't know who the other one is. Which one is?
Why do you read the comments?
Why?
Because it's fun. Because, you know, I feel President Biden's pain. I'll find out who this was from. He said Miller's dementia is getting worse. So on every post, he says, I have dementia.
I see.
Miller's dementia is getting worse. She has to be taken off the air, but she's a token lesbian and will be allowed to stay.
What?
Don't you worry. As soon as Trump wins in a landslide, which Fox News tell you is going to, I'll be in the electric lesbian zoo. So don't you worry. I get a lesbian exemption from my dementia?
Apparently. So. Apparently there's a lesbian exemption.
All right, then.
For dementia patients.
Yeah.
Oh, could I have my conspiracy music, please? Wow, this is getting hard to follow now.
Yes.
I know that it's a lot of wah, wah, wah. What did he call it? Fake tapper. I don't know. They're attacking the moderate. This is working the refs, right?
Right.
So they won't ask any follow-ups or fact-check. Right. Oh, okay. Pardon me. Oh, I can still do this. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, blah, blah. Joe's going to be popped up on
goofballs.
Cocaine, something.
Goofballs.
Yeah. Jesse Waters last night said he would reveal how the CIA could help Biden. Okay, just try to follow along if you're playing the home game. Asserting the CIA illegally kneecapped Trump in the last two elections.
Huh?
So you mean presumably...
Gina Haspel was
presumably the
running.
One where Trump was in charge?
Yes.
It was the Trump administration in 2020?
Right. Exactly.
Okay, warn the audience they could do so again. His evidence, some of the 51 senior intelligence officials who, quote-unquote, cooked up the Hunter Biden laptop letter. As one expert said, a careful and objective reading of the document reflects that even today its content is accurate. The New York Times plans to have 29 fact-checkers during the debate. Jesse Waters cautioned his viewers that we know the CIA has a history of infiltrating the press. Oh-ho! So it's the Joe Biden's CIA that's making the New York Times do 11 billion stories about Joe Biden being old. Because
right.
See how that's...
See, yeah.
Well,
reverse
multidimensional chess there.
Yeah.
That Dark Brandon's playing.
Well, if they have a history of infiltrating the press, who's to say that they haven't infiltrated Fox News and they're planting all of this?
Okay. He launched into an aside about the Supreme Court, which, as we know, is dominated by Trump conservatives, ruled that the Biden White House is, quote, free to collude with social media companies to take down misinformation. Have you noticed that they're the only ones that are worried about misinformation or fact-checking because they know there's only one candidate that is a...
Lying?
A complete and total constant liar. Okay. Oh, right. That was COVID misinformation. It was killing people. Okay, that's not important now. Let's move on. He said he believes the CIA will again come after Trump. He pointed to the casting of WikiLeaks as a Russian front company and the release of Julian Assange. Well, that could be because WikiLeaks is a Russian front company,
right.
But okay. And release of Julian Assange somehow connected to the tailbone, connected to the
what?
Thigh
bone
connected to the...
It's not my FEMA.
It is not my FEMA. Ow, my FEMA. Okay. No, it's not the tumor.
Oh.
It is a FEMA.
Okay.
I did break my FEMA.
He did break his FEMA.
He did.
Yes.
You know what?
It's hard to do.
The Supreme Court. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
Now I'm with Marjorie Taylor Greene's...
How do you know she has a...
Well, because she has a bleach blonde, bad-built butch body that just one presumes she has a rather large. Okay. I'm just saying, is it going to be J.D. Vance? Because there is a little bit of irony, isn't there, Chris?
It's going to be J.D. Vance.
If the ticket
is.
Right.
It is.
The two guys that wear makeup are the anti-drag queen party, really? They're going to lead the anti-drag queen party. The guy with the eyeliner and then the 11 billion tons of orange pancake. Okay.
He has eyelashes like Clarice from Rudolph the Rudolph.
Yes,
Reindeer.
Yes,
he does.
There's always tomorrow to take all of women's rights away. Okay, so who's buying this accidental leak? Okay, Lindy Lee, among others of our beloveds, called it on Twitter.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court has completely, these conservative, they're Fox News hosts.
Yep.
They're reading, not just the polls, they're reading the same results we are, that Republicans are taking a bloodbath.
Yes.
because of what they did on Roe and states are doing. And they're trying to prevent this before the election. They're trying to look like they're moderating. They're not moderating anything. They're delaying. Punting. Just like they're giving Trump immunity by delaying.
They're just punting.
Thank you. They're just delaying it. They're not. And plus, like, oh, I can't even stand this language, Jody. The whole, like, will they allow women in Idaho to have emergency? Really? Oh, you're going to allow women to stay alive? Like, oh, thank you. Oh, my God. Suck my. I'm sorry. Or Marjorie Taylor Greene's. Okay. Lindy Lee tweets, Supreme Court did not rule hospitals can perform emergency abortions. It just sent the case back down. SCOTUS did not protect the abortion pill. Right. It just said plaintiffs didn't have standing. Mm-hmm. Do not be fooled. Trump's justices are delaying their bad decisions until after the election. Mm-hmm. Thank you. MAGA justices, she said, are just kicking the can down the road to help Trump. Mark my words. They saw the fury over Dobbs and the shellacking Republicans suffered up and down the ballot in the aftermath. They heeded the lesson and are biding their time. Thank you. We see you. And you know who always leaks the decisions? It's probably Alito or his despicable wife. Ugh.
I don't think she's in charge of uploading things to...
She's only in charge of his flagpole.
Yeah, she's not in charge of
autonomy.
She's not in charge of uploading documents to SCOTUS's website.
Yeah. Well, Jesse Waters said the CIA could have directed it. Okay. Maybe the CIA is going to put some super magic potion in his Mountain Dew. What part of the timeline do we live in?
It's stupidest.
The stupidest part of the stupidest timeline?
Yes.
You're on board for a lot of conspiracy theories this morning.
Yeah,
what's going
are.
On?
I don't know. Jesse Waters started it. I'll just finish it. Hey, we have a perfect show today. Carl Frisch, Dr. Doom,
the
Dr. Redliner.
Show. Perfect.
Perfect. It's like a perfect phone call. It's a perfect radio show. It's perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah. Noel Kassler. Somebody yesterday tweeted, Jody is not just a fantastic executive, she's like the psychic executive producer. People yesterday were like, you know, it'd be great is to have Noel on for debate night to talk about it. He's like, already booked. He tweeted,
yeah.
Already booked me. Because, why?
Well, okay.
Psychic producer.
Because.
Okay, because. What do I know? I'm just a demented old lesbian.
Well, at least you got that exception.
Well, yeah, I got the lesbian exception to my dementia. Although, does he think there's like a cane with a slide whistle? That what do you mean Miller must be taken off the air? Just like a Blanche, it's time to go?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You live up to your most famous line ever.
What evidence does he have of dementia other than listening every day? Okay. Okay. Olivia Troy, our buddy, our pal, said lots of ongoing spin coming from the Trump machine in prep for the presidential debate with Biden. Having worked with these people, here's the bottom line. Donald Trump and his minions are scared.
Yep.
You think?
Yeah, they're terrified.
Oh, Chris, who threaded? Fun fact, we couldn't possibly do the Stephanie Miller show without being jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Why am I being singled out?
All the time now.
Yes.
Who said it?
Snagglepuss.
No, you did. You said it. Because you're smart and funny.
Well,
you're kind and handsome and important.
Other people say things on threads, too.
I know. I like it. It was funny, though. Okay. That was funny. And also, it would be funny that you get it wrong, I guess the quote.
I said that yesterday morning before the show.
I don't remember that. I don't listen to you.
Yeah, you did.
You listen to me?
Yeah, I typed that up before the show yesterday.
You guys
listen
to
me?
What? Are you talking?
Oh, shut up.
you don't read my
Several
stuff.
Guests have commented that really is like coming into like a Thanksgiving family dinner after like five drinks apiece.
Yeah. I felt bad for Bob yesterday because we were having a full-on fight as he was coming on.
Speaking of Bob and family, his dad passed away yesterday. So please send, I said that on Threads, but please send some love to our friend
Absolutely.
Bob Seska. For all of us that know that journey, his dad sounds like an amazing dad that obviously produced an amazing son. So send some love out to Bob Seska. I just love that tweets like this. Jackie tweets, I cannot wait to never hear his voice again, see his face, or worry about what he will do next. Nobody needs to say who they're talking about.
No,
you never even
does.
Need to say
we
the
all,
name.
Just,
it's like
know.
Beetlejuice. I know exactly what you mean. You're like, TikTok, how much longer? Okay. Sorry. Oh, pardon me. One more.
Uh-oh.
This isn't you. That's the only hint. This was not you.
But it's on Threads?
Yes.
Okay.
Who said 8 years ago I was called a rising star in the Republican Party? I didn't change what I believe. The party has absolutely left me. It's all about swearing allegiance to one man.
H.R. Puffin stuff.
No, that was a good guess, though, because he is there when things get rough.
Yeah.
Things have absolutely gotten rough, let me just tell you
right
now.
They have.
Can I hear that song? That'll make me happy. That was Adam Kinzinger, former Republican, who is very strongly endorsed Joe
Biden.
Very strong. Very strongly. Looking at that strongly. We'll see what happens when we're looking at it strongly. What do you think? What's the helmet? What's the last minute thing? Anybody have any ideas? Like, will he maybe not? Will he walk out in a huff after like one question? What's the stunt for tonight?
We'll find out tonight.
Yeah.
I don't guess these things because he's unpredictable.
Somewhat.
Maybe Melania will show up. That would be a shock. Like bound and gagged though. See, aren't we all happier now?
Once upon a summertime, just a dream from yesterday. A boy and his magic golden flute whirled a boat from off the bay.
Oh, I miss theme songs.
Jimmy, come and play with me.
Okay.
And all right. I will take you on a trip far across the sea.
It's like a mod theme song.
Don't you feel like someone could make a fortune in tax preparation if they were like HR Puff and Stuff Block? I think
totally.
So.
Sure.
I think so.
I would go to them.
A liberal helper.
I would totally go to them. As long as they dressed up.
Did we take enough exemptions? Because you can't take a little if you can't take enough. I don't know. Okay.
I want them dressed up as Sid and Marty Croft.
Well, yeah. Or Witchy Poo.
They have to be dressed up.
Oh, that'd be fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Oops, we got off track because I'm a demented lesbian.
That's right.
Okay, 20.
There's the hook.
Electric Lesbian Zoo, here I come. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
Yep.
OMG. You know what? The guy that owns the show, he's looking very fit these days. He's looking very studly.
He is.
I mean, he's no Chris LaVoy, but then who is?
Right.
But I'm just telling you, protein, he's hitting the gym. Tony Horton, what do you call him? Why was I thinking of Horton Hears a Who? No, Tony Horton from P90X. Horton Who Hears a Who might also use this. Who knows? Wouldn't that be fun?
Horton Hears an HMB.
That was good.
Yeah.
I'm going to quote you tomorrow because if someone says that online, then I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Right.
And the guest quote and the answer will be you.
Uh-huh. Of course.
HMB. It's a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle, even without exercise. High-impact protein, available in whey or plant protein.
Plant-based.
Yeah. Right.
Plant-based.
Okay, the plant next to Chris is not it. That's an actual plant.
Okay.
Okay. One scoop supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. We love it here at the Stephanie Miller Show. MyPowerLife.com. Type in the code FITNESS to save 30%, and you get a 90-day guarantee. Or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to MyPowerLife.com and type in FITNESS.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't f*** with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
This is very exciting for me because I'm a giant health nerd. To welcome Tina Anderson. Yay! From Just Thrive. Hang on, I need my rock star cheers. Oh no, I'm missing them now. Ah, Tina, welcome. Thank you so much. I am a health nerd. I'm a complete health nut. I love everything you're doing.
We're like delivering life-saving medications and helping people. But after being in that industry for a while, we started to see a lot of the abuses in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, started to see the overprescribing of medications, starting to see, you know, where people were, the pharmaceutical industry is focusing on symptom treatment rather than getting to the root cause of issues. And it wasn't really the way we led our lives as it was. We have three children. We always kind of gravitated to more natural solutions and getting to the root cause of an issue rather than focusing on just treating symptoms. And so through, you know, being at the right place at the right time, surrounding ourselves with some really, really smart people, we were actually able to license these very specific strains of probiotics from London University. We dove into gut health research. The Human Microbiome Project had recently been launched by the National Institutes of Health, told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. We knew this was an area that was going to impact lives, and we dove right into it. And so from there, Just Thrive was born, and it's been by far the most gratifying career journey I have ever been on.
For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. And it's only because I know Tina and I'm name dropping her. She's a helper like I am. Yes. It is justthrivehealth.com. Tina, what a thrill to meet you and just so, you know, passionate about what you're passionate about, as I said. So thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. It's so fun being here.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This year has gone by so fast. Are you keeping track of your accomplishments? When was the last time you took a moment to celebrate your wins? When life goes by so fast, it can be easy to lose track of your goals and feel like you're spinning out of control. That's where BetterHelp comes in. Therapy can help you take a look at your progress and set realistic goals for the next 6 months. Therapy is for everyone because everyone deserves to be the best version of themselves. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's totally online, convenient, and flexible. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime. Take a moment. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yep, that's me. Remember my high school teacher posted on Facebook that I looked the same as in high school, so that's the new big lie. 17, that's it. Thank God we have this song ready. Hey, look, it's whining day, everyone, and Marie in Atlanta wants to whine about the traffic in Atlanta tonight. Hi, Marie.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Whang,
I got to tell you.
Go ahead.
The only thing that's worse, the traffic getting worse, and our traffic is notoriously horrible to begin with.
Yeah.
But it's worth it that Trump's probably not going to be able to land his plane at Dobbins Air Force Base because he's no longer an elected official.
Right.
Which means he'll have to land down in Atlanta at Hartsfield.
Right.
Bad for Hartsfield airport traffic. But it means he'll get to go on a little, you know, memory throwback Thursday through the neighborhoods he had to travel through to get to the Fulton County Jail.
Yeah, that's just going to say, yeah. You know, Marie, I'm a dreamer. They say I'm a dreamer.
Uh-huh.
But you're not the only
one. What are the chances? Like, legally, you know, they take the, you know, restraints off Fonnie Willis today, and can't you arrest him at the debate? Wouldn't that be? I'm just saying it's convenient. It is, as you say, jurisdictional. He's already there.
Yeah.
Saves taxpayer money.
Yeah. It's called in personam jurisdiction. He'll actually be here in the venue. So. It would be lovely to see.
Because you know he's going to go, Fanny, 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 she was sleeping with her lover. Oh, it's just, I'm starting to, like,
God.
I'm having, like, pre-PTSD from tonight.
Don't let him trigger you.
Okay. Fanny, like your ass. Like the shot that Joe Biden got in his ass. Okay, sorry. I just had to get it out of my system.
He does it to stick in your craw. That's the only reason he does it.
Yep.
Well, it's stuck.
Did
stuck.
Her craw is all full.
Oof. Where was I?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, please. No, I have it.
Oh, here's that dementia that they were talking about.
Oh, no. Here it comes.
Oh, no.
You already read those. You already crossed them out.
Okay, here it is. Who said, I didn't change, the GOP did. They went from a commitment to principles to a commitment to a weak, whiny, small, victim-obsessed man. It is a cult. Who said that?
Adam Kinzinger.
Oh, come on. Why are you won't play anymore?
Was I right?
Yes.
Well, then why did I get the buzzer?
Because you weren't playing right.
Because you're not playing right, because you're playing wrong.
Wait,
you
what?
Just find new and different ways to be wrong every day.
He was right, though.
I was right.
No. What?
Oh, my God.
There's that dimension.
We'll let Carl first decide this.
Okay.
Next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are flying at half staff to honor the life of Lincoln Hills youth prison teacher Corey Prue, who was killed this week. The 49-year-old was attacked by an inmate Monday night and died the next day. The 16-year-old suspect is being charged as an adult. Wisconsin's votes in the race for president is a dead heat among registered voters.
It's 50-50 this time. It was 49-51, Trump leading by two last time. So it's just tightened, but it's still dead tight.
Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a 2-point lead among likely Wisconsin voters. In the race for U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde 52-47. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Some flood warnings continue in southern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin River in Portage is under a flood warning until midday Saturday. At least a dozen homes have flooded near the water there. In Caledonia, Old River Road near Blackhawk Park is covered by water. West Lane Road near Long Lake is closed too. Plus, there's flooding in Decorah. The National Weather Service predicts the river will drop below flood stage Saturday morning. Meanwhile, there are flood warnings for the Crawfish River in Jefferson and the Rock River in Dodge County. Those expire Friday afternoon. And a nationally known summer camp is coming to Madison. The National Inventors Hall of Fame is bringing Camp Invention here next month. Kids get to play with light that demonstrates genetic code, compete in an invention game show, and create LED game boards. These camps usually sell out. It's for kindergartners through sixth graders. There are four camps in July in Madison, Middleton, New Glarus, and Verona. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will talk all things sports with the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan and a little weather update. It's Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Kinzinger, and I'm a proud conservative. I always have been. As a proud conservative, I've always put democracy and our Constitution above all else. And it's because of my unwavering support for democracy that today, as a proud conservative, I'm endorsing Joe Biden for re-election. My entire life has been guided by the conviction that America is a beacon of freedom, liberty, and democracy. So while I certainly don't agree with President Biden on everything, and I never thought I'd be endorsing a Democrat for president, I know that he will always protect the very thing that makes America the best country in the world, our democracy.
Amen.
Who is that, Chris? Who was that?
Liz Cheney?
No. Oh, my God. That was wrong. That was Adam Kinzinger. It says it right on the soundbite list. Why, here's another one.
He also said it at the beginning of the soundbite.
Who's this? Maybe it's someone different, Chris.
Donald Trump poses a direct threat to every fundamental American value. He doesn't care about our country. He doesn't care about you. He only cares about himself. And he'll hurt anyone or anything in pursuit of power. We saw that when he tried to overturn an election that he knew he lost in 2020. He attacked the foundation of this nation, encouraging a violent mob of his supporters to march on the Capitol to prevent the peaceful transition of power. Now he's become even more dangerous. He's called for termination of the Constitution. He wants to be a dictator on day one. He actually said that.
And one more. Yes.
And he's continuing to stoke the flames of political violence. There's too much at stake to sit on the sidelines. So to every American of every political party and those of none, I say now is not the time to watch quietly as Donald Trump threatens the future of America. Now's the time to unite behind Joe Biden and show Donald Trump off the stage once and for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam Kinzinger, and God bless the United States. Okay.
God bless the United States.
All right. How do you think his dentures are going to do tonight?
They're
That'd be funny if they just fell out like clackety comedy teeth and just ran away.
They're super glued in.
I've got another great theory for what he might, because you know what? This is anything can happen here. I've got another great theory. I'll share it with you. It involves snakes a little later.
What?
What Donald Trump might pull tonight. Listen, speaking of nice former Republican boys who went to a phone booth, became, you know, super Democrat, super homo, super school board member. Look who's here.
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Oh, good morning, Carl Frisch.
Everybody's so happy, but I really think that Donald Trump has been, you know, preparing his refugials.
Isn't, speaking of school boards, isn't this just like school? Like, what, they're doing the same thing they did to Hillary. Oh, look at Joe Biden preparing. He's just David preparing for the test. Like, right? They're just, they take pride in their dumbassery. Like, Trump just likes to wing it. He's not, I mean, oh my God, go ahead.
They're smart because, you know, they spent the last, 4 years saying that Joe Biden would get demolished in the debate. Although, you know, they were smart not to stipulate that they can't use spitballs during the debate. So I think we should expect to see that. It goes right along with the, I can't believe he's prepared and we can wing it.
Yes. Well, so it's almost, Pride Month is almost over. I'm having a going out of business sale my gay shirts.
Okay.
But, you know, I just remembered before tonight, Carl, one other reason I love President Biden, not just this latest story. He pardoned potentially thousands of former U.S. service members convicted of violating a now repealed military ban on consensual gay sex, saying he is righting a historic wrong to clear the way for them to regain lost benefits. But what I remembered is that he's the one that pushed Obama on gay rights. You know, they were like, oh, Joe got out ahead of his skis again on marriage equality. But, you know, it's because of people like President Biden that we are where we are, is as precarious as it now feels, right?
Yeah, I don't think I would have ever expected somebody to actually deal with the lavender menace, and lavender scare of the 50s and 60s and so on, and the years that followed in such a, you know, really compelling way, thoughtful and thorough. And I think it's because he does care. You know, I was at the White House yesterday for their Pride celebration.
Yay!
Fancy pants. Fancy pants.
Yes, it was fun. I had a hot dog, and it was nice.
Is that a euphemism? Oh. Okay.
But 15 years ago, I was at one during the Obama-Biden administration, and it was in, like, the White House. It was a couple hundred people. This one, there was, like, 1,000 people there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the doors are open. As Jill Biden said yesterday, like, their house is our house. And you don't need to, you know, take our word for it that Donald Trump would, you know, turn the clock back. He's posting videos on his campaign website talking about how he will turn the clock back, and it's him straight to camera saying so.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the, I don't know, again, how we feel about polling, Carl, but this just was a little depressing. Support for same-sex marriage falls across the board as the GOP leans into anti-LGBTQ rhetoric, while support for same-sex marriage, I just, like, you know what? You're not in the minority if you've never had your rights put up for a vote over and over again, apparently, right? It remains high overall. It's been dropping over the last 3 years following Republican attacks on the gay community. According to a new Gallup poll, overall support for same-sex marriage is at 69%, down 2 points from the record high of 71%. And I know it's not a lot. It's still a huge majority of Americans. But when asked if marriage equality should be legal, I love that they're asking these questions. It is legal. Do we have to, you know, I guess if we can overturn Roe, we can, let's revisit everything. Should women be able to vote? Should black people be able to marry white people? Like, what are we going to, what are we doing here? How far back are we going? Republican support fell to 46%. For marriage equality from a high of 55%, but support fell even among Democrats and independent voters. It's just, it's this rhetoric, Carl, that it's open season on you know, anybody's rights that maybe you make you feel a little oogie, right?
It's that, you know, look, for generations, LGBTQ people have been used as political cudgels by the far right. I certainly think that has a huge impact. I've heard some people posit that maybe a large number of people went to an ill-planned wedding, but I don't think that's the case. So look, again, the only way that we're going to protect these rights is by ensuring that the right people are elected in November.
Yeah.
Because they will pick the justices on the Supreme Court. They will pick the justices in the federal court. And we cannot let Donald Trump be that person.
Yeah.
If you haven't yet found the inspiration to get off your duff and go do something about this, now's the time, America.
Well, so here's one of the silver lining stories. Oklahoma Supreme Court blocks first U.S. religious public charter school. Save this story for you too, Carl. Faith leaders, parents, and educators on Tuesday applauded the Oklahoma Supreme Court's ruling against the establishment of the first U.S. taxpayer-funded religious charter school, which was widely seen as a test case for Christian nationalists' broader efforts to break down the barrier between church and state, as well as further undermine public education. The attorney general there said, this is a tremendous victory for religious liberty. The framers of the U.S. Constitution and those who drafted Oklahoma's Constitution clearly understood how best to protect religious freedom by preventing the state from sponsoring any religion at all. I mean, thank God there are some places, even in Oklahoma, like Oklahoma, saying, no, we don't want to live in the Handmaid's Tale. We don't want to live in a religious, white nationalist, you know, autocracy.
Was that a Buddhist school that they were forming?
Yes, I'm sure it was.
You know, I just wasn't sure which religion they might have picked. Look, you've got this. You've got the Ten Commandments issue down in Louisiana.
Yeah.
They will continue to push the envelope. That is what they will do. And so if there's not somebody there standing in the way to protect these fundamental American constitutional rights, they will go right over them.
Absolutely.
Remember, as we heard at the top of the segment, Adam Kinzinger reminding people that Donald Trump has said he would destroy the Constitution.
Yep. Carl, I guess those of us, particularly us homos, that the party of family values, like, you know, you and I grew up hearing about, are led by Donald Trump and Lauren Boebert. I mean, just let that sink in for me. Chris, could you take your organ out for me?
Right away,
thank
Ms.
you.
Miller.
It's almost, Pride's almost over. Be proud. Take it out. Lauren Boebert suggested God favor her. I can't even read this story with a straight face, Carl. Favor her candidacy.
Oh, yeah.
God is for handy days in public, in front of children. She told supporters she would work to make the U.S. a righteous nation recognized throughout the world again by bringing back conservative values. I don't think I can read the whole thing. Conservative values and Christian morals.
Conservative values and Christian.
A husband she just divorced was the one that whipped his D out.
Tonight we had a priority, and that was to glorify and honor God, to praise the name of Jesus, to invite the Holy Spirit to be present not only in this room, but in Colorado's 4th District and throughout the United States of America. And the fact that she was not hit by lightning means there is no God. I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think she was inviting the Holy Spirit to that production of Beetlejuice.
No. She was getting religious.
Yes, in a different way.
Oh, my God. I love this, too. Speaking of, the whole... Right. A controversial watchdog group has written to government authorities asking them to investigate Boebert because it claims she applied for gun permits despite allegedly using drugs and alcohol. Because you know how they newly care about that. What with Hunter Biden and all, they're very concerned about that.
Sure.
A former employee and friend of Boebert said Ms. Spaulding will also relate an episode where guns were drawn and she was threatened by Boebert at a bar in Grand Junction, Colorado. When she expressed her support for Hillary Clinton, Boebert said, "I'll shoot you in your face if you tell me you voted for Hillary Clinton." Because that's what Jesus would do.
Mm-hmm.
Wheeler also claimed Joshua Bartlett of Glenwood Springs personally observed Boebert using illegal methamphetamine. Okay. I'm going to guess... Doesn't matter because she's not Hunter Biden. I'm just going to.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
No, I mean, she's been chosen by the Holy Spirit.
Oh, God. Carl, I don't know if you saw. I don't know if it's a favorite story, but these Moms for Liberty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I don't know if these are the ones caught in the three ways or this is a different Mom for Liberty.
She's the chair of the California chapter of Moms for Liberty. She was on Oahu.
Her name is Beth Bourne. I don't know if she's married to Jason Bourne, but she. She's the chair of the Moms for Liberty California chapter. Did you see the video of her harassing drag queens? And she's like drag queen Karen. She called the police.
She did.
To report.
I've heard about it.
She got arrested initially.
Wait, she's so drag queen Karen.
Oh, yeah.
She has to see the manager.
She did.
Because of course she did. And called the police. Hang on, here's somebody.
I'm sorry, but this is, I paid to be a customer at a hotel where I thought you believed that women were real, that... Because you put on makeup, because you're wearing high heels, because you have a Barbie outfit on, that you don't think this is degrading? This is misogyny.
No, it's not.
And we have a hotel. If you give me back my money right now, I will leave the hotel.
Okay, let's go take
but I am not going to have my children come down from the 30th floor and see what's happening here.
I'm guessing everyone in the hotel came down in a spontaneous GoFundMe. Get out. Oh, God. Thank you. Here. Can you just go? Oh, my God, that voice. Carl, your thoughts?
I would love to know what they were performing, what song they were lip-syncing to.
They're all just there calmly.
They were there just in the lobby. They were just in the lobby.
Yes, they were invited to come do it. Okay. She has to speak to the police, and then she got her wish, and she was then handcuffed and escorted out of the hotel for causing disturbance.
See?
I love this story. And also, Hawaii, it's a blue state. The governor said, Hawaii Governor Josh Green said, I'm proud of the performers from Hawaii's gay community who maintain their dignity and integrity in the face of such hostile attacks. This type of behavior is unacceptable. It is not aloha, and we will not tolerate it from anybody.
Amen.
Oh, my God. You know what? You just have to say, once again, there's more of us than these hateful bigots, right?
Yes. I read somewhere that RuPaul's Drag Race has had its highest rated season in more than a decade recently.
Yep.
If people are interested in, protecting this kind of freedom of expression, I know the ACLU has a drag defense fund that people can support.
Also, I mentioned the irony that if he picks J.D. Vance, it's two guys that wear makeup warning against drag queens, but okay.
But again, this comes down to constitutional rights and protections, and one group of people will protect those things, and another group of people will decimate those things in the name of their religion.
And of course, she was screaming about the children. She has exactly that pitch as the "Won't somebody please think of the children?" lady from The Simpsons. She screamed at one point, "I paid $3,000 so I can believe in biological reality. I'm a real woman. You're fake."
Oh my God!
Won't somebody please think of the children?
She seems lovely. Okay. Drag queen Karen.
Hooray. I know the hotel where she was, too. I know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not very aloha. So, mahalo to you, bigot. Mahalo to bigots. Okay, Carl, happy debate night. Good luck to us all getting through it.
Fingers crossed.
All right.
48 minutes
out. Cut his microphone now.
Let's mute his microphone forever in November.
Yes.
Okay, 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Yes, boy. Howdy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't believe the guy that owns the show is mocking us for our sad life and how early we have to get up and go to bed.
Get up!
Stop, Ron!
Okay, just do the read for Morning Kick. Don't bring me into it. But how do I power myself through the break, through all the time zones and the traveling and the sexy liberal and the flavin? With my Morning Kick strawberry lemonade flavor. It is not only delicious, it is nutritious. I get 10 supplements in one, and you absorb it better in liquid, don't you know?
That's right. And it's tasty, too.
I just love that I feel like I'm the first person that's ever said that. It nourishes my body, supports my gut health, boosts my energy, helps me feel more youthful. Morning Kick, when it comes to health, it has been a game changer for me. I can feel the difference in my performance on my bicycle, for instance. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, do it with Mama Wee. Run to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, and you get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. What do you got to lose? These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent a disease. Text fees may apply.
The political rectal exam.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%. It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by the first show that Chris Lavoie will be oiling up, wearing his posing trunks.
What?
And showing off his Power Life high impact protein muscles. Which one will that be?
What?
Chicago? Phoenix? Which one are you doing it? You know what? You're never going to know.
Yeah.
You never know where Chris will show up half
we'll
naked.
See.
Okay. I'm just telling you, Power Life high impact protein, it is the shizzle. I'm just telling you. Tony Horton, P90X guy. Yeah. I used to do P90X, and I'm like, that guy was in amazing shape. Then he got shingles. He didn't think he was going to make it, let alone have fancy show muscles like you. Now he's 65. He looks amazing. Chris frequently scoffs at us, Jody.
Yes, he does.
But we have better bodies, don't we, than we had like 30 years ago.
Whey.
So
yeah,
do I.
Whey as in whey protein.
So do I.
Yeah, so, ageist. Okay.
What?
I'm just starting fake fights. That's what we do on radio, everybody.
Yeah.
High impact protein, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, one scoop, bam, supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use the code fitness to save 30%. See, this is a good spotter, a good sidekick. I feel like Chris would just like let the barbell fall on me. I'd be like, spot me, and he would just leave me there overnight.
Yeah, it toughens you up.
Definitely. Pick the barbell up. Okay.
It toughens you up.
Power Life High Impact Protein won't do that to you. Will not leave you hanging. It is your workout buddy. Go to mypowerlife.com and type in the code fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply. All right, I promised you my theory because I don't. It's an anything can happen year.
Okay.
Snakes. It had to be snakes.
All right. Oh.
Right? Oh, also, you know why I have this conspiracy theory, Chris? Because Trump tweeted a picture of his stupid Cokie McCokespoon son holding a... He's, like, holding a snake, and you could tell the snake's dead. And
yeah.
He's like, my son's a badass. Look at him. It's like, really? I'm not scared of a dead snake either. Anyway, this is where I think this story... This is where this comes from. Would you like some fun facts, Chris?
Sure.
Dice snakes. Have you ever heard of dice snakes?
Dice snakes?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Not like Andrew Dice Clay snakes. They're like they're actually dice snakes, is what they're called.
So it's not a snake that says, "Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard."
Every time.
They don't do that.
Oh, no, you suck mine. Snake. Okay. I'm sorry. And now, back to the science. These non-venomous. Yeah, sure. That's what they tell you. Water-loving reptiles named for their dotted underbellies are some of the animal kingdom's most dramatic actors. New research finds. Some have been known to bite, make themselves appear large, flatten their heads to resemble a venomous snake. Oh, it's like puppetry of the penis, but they just, like, conform themselves. Ooh, look at me, I'm a venomous snake.
They're smart.
I'm a tiger.
But at least one population of dice snakes takes playing possum or apparent death to the extreme. I think Trump might fake his own death tonight.
There you go.
If the debate starts going south, as we know it will.
Well, his diapers will catch stuff.
Not only will the snakes feign a painful death by twitching and writhing, they'll soil themselves with feces. Well, he's going to do that anyway.
Right.
Yeah. We'll talk to Noel Castler about that in hour three.
Par for the course.
And then fall limp with their mouths open and their tongues dangling. Some will even punctuate the performance by filling their mouths with bubbling blood. Ooh, and the Oscar goes too.
So they're drama queens.
They are.
Wow.
Drama snakes.
They certainly are.
All right.
Some animals fake their own deaths for predatory purposes. A fish called a chicklid will lie on the ground until other curious fish swim by, then spring to life and eat them. Oh, that's a bastard fish.
Smart.
For others, playing dead might be a way to avoid mating. Oh, yeah. That's me.
That's, yeah.
I think he's going to fake his own death, or he's going to make his head look like a venomous snake. Just ideas. We're just spitballing here. Dr. Doom next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm and Superior, Wisconsin 4th of July Parade Coordinator Carolyn Nelson-Cavias. It's going to be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.